We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss deadly satellites. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number, and a short message if you like. Or you can call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type https://freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. This coming Wednesday evening on the show, we have a very special guest from Switzerland, Dr. Catherine Horton. And we will be talking about a number of different aspects that affect targeted individuals. Targeted Protest 2019. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital, taking place October 18th through the 22nd. Registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. Their web address is https://www.house.gov/representatives. Okay, as I mentioned, tonight we are talking about deadly satellites. Firstly, I have an article from the Activist Post that will show types of satellites and applications as best they could mention them. Satellites can be classified by their function since they are launched into space to do a specific job. The satellite must be designed to fulfill its role. There are 9 different types of satellites. An example, communication satellite, remote sensing satellite, navigation satellite, LEO, MEO, HEO, GPS, in GEOs. And they're also a drone satellite, ground satellite, polar satellite, communication satellites are satellites that relay, receive signals from an Earth station and then retransmit the signal to other Earth stations. They commonly move in a geostationary orbit. A remote sensing instrument collects information about an object. Global positioning systems, or GPS, consists of up to 32 medium Earth orbit satellites in 6 different orbital planes, with the exact number of satellites varying as older satellites are retired and replaced. Operational since 1978 and globally available since 1994, GPS is currently the world's most utilized satellite nav system. Satellite-based psychotechnology is being used by defense, security, research, and law enforcement agencies to gather signals, intelligence data, during the course of investigation and research. Psychotechnology operators analyze detailed information about a human subject of interest based on their neurological activity, communicate with a subject using transmitters that deliver barely audible subliminal sound perceivable without an electronic device. They utilize electromagnetic wave frequency transmitters that elicit and modulate a subject's neural activity. Signals intelligence is gathered while a subject is stationary or in motion, indoors or outdoors. And without apparent presence of the technology or its operators, signals are captured and delivered within an immediate periphery around a subject. Science, or the science that drives psychotechnology, is classified. And there's that word again, classified. Another lack of transparency by the government. Classified. Everything is classified. So this psychotechnology is classified, and discovering technical details about equipment and operations is not easy. Contributors to research and development of the technology work under non-disclosure agreements, where they may not share any information about their efforts with their colleagues or competitors under threat of punishment. And I expect the charge would be treasonous. The technology is advanced enough that upon learning details of its capabilities, the general public is in disbelief or denial or both that it is possible to gather signal intelligence as described, and that any government agency would use the technology as part of its work. Today, all leaders in government must know exactly what certain individuals are doing. Leaders in education and industry who are familiar or unfamiliar with the technology themselves can often not fathom how it is engineered or configured. This overview was informed by a team of 7 people who ultimately described themselves as researchers or investigators and claimed to be employed by the Department of the Army. Operators I communicate with work on rotating shifts, 60 to 80 hours per week, focusing on a single subject. Now, can you imagine rotating shifts 60 to 80 hours per week, focusing on a single subject? The cost is phenomenal to monitor one subject. They monitor the subject's location, communications, interpersonal interactions, diet, substance use or abuse, activity, and behavior. Their work is performed remote from their subject with a satellite mediating signals and communication between both parties. They offer summary reports of subject activity from real-time observation, presented as text and data visualizations. They conduct experiments and interviews with a subject about their knowledge, interests, and experiences for use in psychological profiles or to understand and predict their behavior or activity. Neuroelectric signal sensors are capable of recording thoughts and translating them to text. I want you to keep that in mind, folks. In demonstrations, thoughts that easily translated to text, including reading printed words, hearing spoken language, and forming sentences for written and verbal communication. Thoughts processing, visual stimuli were also recorded with a high degree of accuracy, including facial and object recognition. Shapes and colors, plus movement and activity observed by a subject in their environment. Thoughts around logic and decision-making could also be translated with the help of a human analyst. This means that anything a subject reads, sees, says, or hears can potentially be translated to text. Now, this is why I wanted you to take note of my prior statement. Because information clearly points to the fact that something an individual sees instead of actually being seen by the perps, it is translated to text. It's possible. Think about it. Because I have always thought that they saw through my eyes. And potentially I still do. But this contradicts that belief. So I put it out there for you. Psychotechnology operators communicate with subjects using audio transmissions that are perceived as subliminal sound. In some cases, a subject is aware they are receiving communications and can recognize voices or noises being transmitted by equipment operators from their remote location. In other cases, a subject may not be aware they are receiving communications, but sound is processed by the brain nonetheless. Operators using a probing technique where a subliminal question or statement evokes involuntary thought responses that can be measured and recorded to determine how accurate or truthful they are. They also use subliminal messaging technique that directs a subject's thoughts and speech with limited or no awareness to the subject. So how many amendments to the Constitution have they walked all over? The first 10, the human rights, I think they've torn it up. Neural activity can be elicited and modulated using electromagnetic wave generators with adjustable frequency. A subject will experience changes or interruptions in neuroelectric activity that inspire involuntary actions. Electromagnetic frequencies affect motor activity in different parts of the body that can range from full muscle motion to partial muscle stimulation. They can also affect organ operations. Okay, folks, we are going to commercial. See you in 3. Thank you for listening.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than 2 of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Once again, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. In case you've just tuned in, tonight we discuss deadly satellites. And they are everywhere. Call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell phone number, and a short message if you like, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to reach us by computer, in your address bar, type https://freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. This coming Wednesday evening, we have the honor of having Dr. Catherine Horton from Switzerland as a guest. We will be discussing targeting and other events that affect targeted individuals. Targeted Protest 2019. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital, taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. Registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. This website address is as follows: https://www.house.gov/representatives. When you reach that site, you will have to pick out your state and your district so that you are getting the right individual. And that information is easy to find out. You can call your local town hall. Okay, as I mentioned, we are discussing deadly satellites, and deadly they are. Transmitted frequencies from these satellites are capable of eliciting involuntary ocular muscle movement with a degree of accuracy that causes eyeballs to move left, right, up, and down, as well as cross, diverge, and rotate in circles. Foot, toe, hand, and leg muscle movement to the degree they can be tapped, retracted, extended, or twitched. Sexual organ activity that causes ejaculatory muscle movement, blood flow around the genitalia, and excitation. Okay, folks, we're coming up on commercial once again. My name is Frank Allen. Thank you for listening.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. In case you've just tuned in, tonight we are discussing deadly satellites. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Our newsletter is free and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number in a short message if you choose to do so. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Phone access 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type https://freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. This coming Wednesday evening, we have a very distinguished guest, whom I'm very honored to have appear on the show, and that's Dr. Catherine Horton. Targeted protest, 2019. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. This is taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. Registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a five-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance, and this time is really closing fast. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. Their site is as follows, https://www.house.gov/representatives. As I mentioned, in case you've just tuned in, we are speaking of deadly satellites that are above us everywhere, hidden from sight. But their responses to us are not hidden at all. Transmitted frequencies from these satellites are capable of eliciting involuntary ocular muscle movement with a degree of accuracy that causes eyeballs to move left, right, up, and down, as well as across, diverge, and rotate in circles. Foot, toe, hand, and leg muscle movement to the degree they can be tapped, retracted, extended, or twitched. Sexual organ activity that causes ejaculatory muscle movement, blood flow around genitalia, and excitation. The back, abdomen, and leg movement that interfere with walking gait while the subject is ambulatory, and sensations that resemble human emotions. Psychotechnology. Audio transmitters cause involuntary thoughts in the form of auditory hallucinations, where a subject perceives sound with no discernible point of origin, but it is not a hallucination, as we all know. Such as a human speaker, electronics, machines, animals, or weather. This is distinguished from auditory hallucinations originating from a person's brain. Described as symptoms of schizophrenia or other mental illnesses. Since the majority of targets are above the age of 45 to 50, I will say that this is totally incorrect, as onset schizophrenia takes place early in one's life, not later on. People rely on sound events from predictable or expected sources to orient themselves, maneuver through space, understand their environment, and communicate effectively. Auditory hallucinations from subliminal sound cause involuntary thoughts that interfere with cognitive ability and speech and inspire involuntary actions. When audible subliminal sound could be described with corollaries familiar to people through the course of normal communications. At times, it resembles conversation occurring 5, 10, 50, or sometimes 100 feet away, or in a nearby structure. However, unlike normal voice communications at these distances where content and quality is distorted by wind or physical barriers, the content of subliminal messages can be persistent or contiguous instead of faint or disjointed. When inaudible, subliminal sound more closely resembles intrapersonal communication. Dialogical self, sub-vocalization, or internal monologue. Involuntary thoughts direct cognition. Distract from currently preceding cognitive activity, or deform cognition to become something other than intended. This occurs with varying degrees of awareness or no awareness at all to people experiencing subliminal sound. This can also be distinguished from mental illness symptoms such as obsessive compulsive disorder, where one's mind is distracted by predictable stimuli or intrapersonal thoughts. Involuntary actions are a series of motions that amount to common activity comprised of coordinated muscle movement or organ function that are not intended by the person performing them. They can make an individual defecate or urinate or become sexually aroused at a time of their choosing. With certain individuals, there is nothing that they can do about it. So the target is further intimidated, further isolated, and scared to go out for fear that these things will happen again. With psychotechnology, these are in response to electromagnetic frequency transmissions that elicit and modulate neural activity. Involuntary actions resemble intentional actions that range from simple to complex. Simple actions, for example, may include eye movement, tongue movement, and finger movement. Complex actions may include retrieving objects, satiating appetite, performing household work functions, or to satisfying human needs and desires. Simple involuntary actions are caused by electromagnetic wave frequency generators, eliciting and modulating neural activity. Complex involuntary actions are caused by involuntary thoughts inspired by subliminal messages. Like involuntary thoughts, involuntary actions can be directed, redirected, distracted, or deformed through interference. Psychotechnology operators broadcasting messages and electromagnetic frequencies from satellite-based technologies into an environment with an unsuspecting audience has the ability to inspire involuntary thoughts and actions amongst people in the reception zone. As previously discussed on Friday evening, I did bring up the fact that Beatrice Guillaume from the University of California, San Diego, claims that much of this leads simply to the size of your cranium. This makes logical sense, but is not written up in this particular paper. This can lead to cognitive difficulty and bodily injury as people express symptoms of mental illness and physical ailments that last for the duration of exposure to transmissions and sometimes after. Because the technology, its operators, and their techniques are secretive, and because it is not possible to easily discover this information through available research methods, healthcare providers are not able to properly treat medical symptoms. What they do not know how to treat, they send to a state hospital for observation, which is, again, stepping on your constitutional rights as American citizens. In some cases, improper treatment for mental and physical problems may be applied, further complicating issues for the person experiencing them. So not only are we targeted and tortured on a daily basis, we have to endure the authorities further complicating our lives by putting us in state hospitals. It is also not possible for law enforcement agencies to properly investigate criminal activity related to the technology and authority abuses. Satellite-based psychotechnology can record thoughts in public and private dwelling spaces. It is possible to capture thoughts arising from conversations between friends, written journals, email communications, personal account information, and visual observations behind closed doors. It is also possible to capture information about intimate sexual acts between consenting and unsuspecting people, and details about grooming, defecation, and urination. In business, visual and auditory information originating from office and meeting spaces can be recorded, allowing sensitive data such as credentials, PIN codes, usernames, and passwords, confidential documents, and verbal communications from privileged meetings to be exploited and compromised. All this can lead to extortion, espionage, and sabotage, unbeknownst to a person or their business. Psychotechnology digitizes neuroelectric signals for consumption through software installed on a computer console and is vulnerable to hacking by any number of criminal organizations or individuals. This is how they get in, people. An operator's computer console can be accessed remotely, allowing unauthorized access to their workstation or activity in real time. The contents of the software can be exported and stored, allowing access of sensitive data to hackers or curious third parties. And the software source code can be stolen, distributed, or re-engineered to harness the hardware. Without proper security protocols, any aspect of the technology's functionality, operations, engineering, or capabilities can be shared through popular communication, including internet forums, data storage sites, portable storage mediums, or simple word of mouth. So, you can be skewered and destroyed after the fact by someone who has hacked your operator's computer. So now that software is everywhere and being duplicated, hundreds of copies, thousands of copies, to the point where that software is available to anyone who would like to try it on for size. When psychotechnologies are used for intelligence gathering, investigation, and research purposes, they offer an limited perspective of a subject's personality, beliefs, knowledge, behavior, actions, and intent. These characteristics of a subject are not measurable through neuroelectric activity alone, and there are limitations defining these qualities through observation, profiling, questioning, and stimuli or response testing using only the equipment. This leaves the weight of importance that can be assigned to information collected at lower levels than what the system itself and its agency or authority represents. Psychotechnologies do not represent a subject's entire state of being or even the environment surrounding them. During short-term observations, behavior and activity of a subject cannot be fully informed by the system or operating agency or the degree of accuracy that could determine or predict criminal intent. I'm going to stop right there so that we can pick up once again tomorrow evening and continue to research the deadly satellites. There are so many things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, and the targets, like myself, we have a lot more. But we are making it, we are winning, and we will succeed. I'd like to thank my listeners. I'd like to thank everyone. God bless. My name is Frank Allen.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
You're a